Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast. It is June 29th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Now that I am no longer an NFA member, I took some time out to reflect on some highlights. Back in 2001, when I was working for the Price Futures Group, an introducing broker, I ran for the board of the National Futures Association. The NFA was reducing the size of the board, and IBs were going from 3 to 2 positions of the board. Since the board membership was normally stagnant and there was going to be a race between 3 of the 2 slots, I thought I would run to make things even more fun. Plus, I wanted to use it as a forum to talk about single stock futures, which none of the other IB reps were doing. During my petition candidacy, I had lots of fun, including writing a commentary titled, "Larry Williams and I, Stunning Similarities." There's a link in today's newsletter for a podcast version of that commentary from 2001. There is a heat dome over Texas and nearby states bringing record-breaking temperatures and heat advisories in 16 states on Wednesday. On Wednesday, Texas was hotter than 99% of the planet during the peak of the heat wave. The only locations as hot or hotter were the Sahara Desert and the Persian Gulf area, Yahoo News reported. 13 people have died in Texas and another in Louisiana from the triple-digit temperatures, the Associated Press reported. Intercontinental Exchange reported today it hit record open interest across its global energy futures and options markets of 50.4 million contracts on June 23, 2023, up 11% year over year. Across ICE's global oil markets, open interest is up 13% year over year at 12.2 million, with open interest in Brent futures and options up 14% year over year at 5.1 million. ICE humbly added to their press release that, quote, "Brent is used to price over 3/4 of the world's internationally traded oil and is the most liquid crude oil futures and options market in the world," unquote. The CFTC's Technology Advisory Committee will meet on July 18th from 12 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at the CFTC's Washington, D.C. headquarters. This will be the second meeting of the reconstituted TAC sponsored under the leadership of sponsor Commissioner Christy Goldsmith Romero. The CME Group is looking for a manager of data sales in Singapore. You can see the details for the job with a link in today's newsletter. FIA has published its June 2023 highlights. There's a link in today's newsletter for it. Our most read stories yesterday in JLN Options were that free options trade comes with hidden costs, and traders scoop up bets on volatility, and times are changing, so must portfolios. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from our OIC 2023 coverage. STA's Jim Toes on cooperative culture of the industry, the power of in-person events, and proposed federal regulation. JLN spoke with Jim Toes, president and CEO of the Security Traders Association, STA, at the OIC conference in Nashville. The head of the Grassroots Trade Organization, which serves individuals in the financial services industry, spoke about the outlook for the industry, the lessons learned from COVID, and the possible impact of proposed federal legislation. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, big U.S. banks would lose $541 billion in doomsday scenario, predicts Fed. Annual stress tests show lenders with more than enough capital to weather economic catastrophe. The largest U.S. banks would lose $541 billion in a hypothetical doomsday economic scenario, but still have more than enough capital to absorb the losses, according to annual stress tests conducted by the Federal Reserve. The passing grades given by the Fed on Wednesday to banks including J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs lent support to claims from Wall Street executives and regulators that systemically important banks can withstand heavy losses. My comment, I think the doom would last more than a day for a $541 billion loss. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Steve Cohen's billions haven't fixed the Mets. He's working on Plan B. The New York Mets owner agrees with fans the team has been terrible. He's trying to figure out what to do if they don't reverse a disastrous season. With the richest owner in baseball bankrolling the most expensive roster in Major League Baseball history, the New York Mets were supposed to be baseball's ultimate win-now team. Instead, they are back to where the Mets always are, anxiously plotting for the future again because the present isn't working out. As owner Steve Cohen himself said Wednesday of the team's vanishing 2023 hopes, all is not lost yet, but it's getting late. My comment, you can throw all the money you want at the Mets. They are still the Mets, no matter how much Mets superfan Steve Poser might cheer them on. Here's a story from the Los Angeles Times. The headline, he raised millions to turn manure into green energy. It was all a load of cow dung. Ray Brewer claimed he could turn cow manure into green energy, and he took in millions of dollars from investors hoping to cash in. Federal prosecutors said it was all a bunch of, well, cow dung. The Porterville California man was sentenced Monday to 6 years and 9 months in federal prison for running a multi-million dollar fraud scheme. My comment, this is not the first investment to turn to, let's call it cow dung to be polite. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was global initiative launched to rate corporate carbon offset claims from Reuters. Second was Nevada files to place crypto custodian Prime Trust into receivership from the Wall Street Journal. Third was the smart confirm trading floor renaissance is bringing new life to the trading floor. A podcast interview and story from John Lothian, that's me, in JLN. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Wall Street regulators' new target, emojis. The new focus on texting and emojis comes as regulators push financial institutions to better monitor and retain business communications. Emojis are used to make text messages more vivid and personal, but Wall Street regulators say business-related messages with emojis may pose a problem for financial institutions if the correspondence isn't captured and monitored properly. The head of examinations at the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the self-regulator for broker-dealers, has said that one priority for the regulator this year is looking broadly at financial firms' written procedures for supervising off-channel communications, including newer ways of communicating, such as the use of emojis to convey subtextual messages. Here's another story. This is from The Trade. Cboe expands to 23-hour trading for select corporate bond futures. Move comes as the exchange launches two new options products based off its investment-grade and high-yield corporate bond index futures. Cboe has expanded the trading period for its high-yield and investment-grade corporate bond futures to nearly 24 hours per weekday to help investors manage their credit portfolios. Cboe Futures Exchange, CFE, launched IBHY and IBIG futures in 2018 and is now planning to extend trading times to cover a 23-hour time period per weekday from 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the prior day to 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time on the current day as of the third quarter this year. And then here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Coinbase to ask court to dismiss SEC lawsuit. Coinbase said it would ask a court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the Securities and Exchange Commission that alleges the crypto platform failed to properly register its business. The U.S.'s largest crypto exchange said in court documents filed overnight that the SEC can pursue its claims only if the tokens and staking services it has identified are in fact securities. They are not. The claim must therefore be dismissed, Coinbase said. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.